You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How's it feel to be first in line?
It feels amazing and kind of like I'm getting older. I'm the first one to call in now.
You're getting older.
I don't get it.
Like, I'm a Karen. I'm the first one that has to call in right when the thing opens, like the Mervyn's commercials.
Oh, open. There's Robin waiting to play.
That is funny.
You're funny. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, my God. You're ancient.
Mm-hmm.
So old.
Yeah.
What part of your body hurts the most right now?
Probably my back, my head. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bad back.
What if that's a segment that we need to do on the show? Like, what part
Monday?
Of you hurts today?
What is hurting?
What hurts on you right now?
My heart.
This is how we plan our shows, Robin.
That's really
in
good.
In case you were wondering how the
Thanks, Robin,
done.
For planning our show.
Robin, do you want us to do that segment Monday at 7, or do you want us to do it Monday at 8?
Probably 8.
8? All right.
Okay.
Why does your back hurt? Were you just lifting something heavy, or just is it just hurting now?
No, I think I'm just getting older and... I don't know.
It's one of those things where you hurt yourself sleeping.
Yeah, you just sleep wrong and your neck hurts or you get up too fast. Or
somebody get Robin some ibuprofen immediately.
I was in my doctor's office a few days ago, Robin, and I was talking to him about how, because I like to do trail running and stuff like that. And I said, my problem, I goes, right here is this hip. He goes, oh, yeah. And I'm thinking he's going to say, oh, we're going to send you to see a specialist or we can give you an injection or something. Do this. You know what he says to me? He goes, you just need to stretch more. And I was like, what?
Stretching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stretching.
And he goes, that is it. And I'm not a stretcher because I am the least.
Who does that, honestly?
I am the least limber, nimble person on the planet. And he was showing me how to put my leg up, like on a table, and how to bend it to this.
This
I was
sounds
like
more than a doctor's visit to me.
I know. And we hugged. And no, but I mean, and he was showing me. I said, that hurts. And he goes, that's because you don't stretch.
Well, then stretch, for God's sakes.
It hurts.
Who stretches?
Nobody stretches, Robin.
Nobody stretches.
I leave at the end of the gym class when they do the cool-down stretches. I'm like,
yeah, you're like, this is a waste of my time.
Now, I do want to say for people who are about to text in and yell, I recognize that it's right and I should be doing it. I'm just saying that nobody does it. Well, there's a handful of people who do, but most of us don't stretch.
Mm-mm. That's probably why my back hurts, because I don't.
Yes, stretch. Exactly. It's why your back hurts, Robin, because you're not stretching.
Yeah. If I get an itch in the middle of my back, I'm done, because I can't get it. I don't stretch. I do the bear thing where I go up against like a wall or a door and I scratch my back. My wife hates that. She's like, you're so disgusting right now.
That's what my dog does that.
Yeah, I'm like a dog.
All right, well, listen, Monday at 8 o'clock, it is what part of you hurts right now? And we're going to find out.
Thank you, Robin.
Maybe what we will do is we'll diagnose for each person what the problem is. Dr. Dom and Dr. Jeremy, the doctors are in on Monday. What are you doing this weekend that's supposed to impress us? What are you doing?
I'm not doing too much this weekend. I have my kids, so we're just hanging out, soccer, things like that. Just started up again. Getting ready for school to start next week.
Isn't it great?
So good.
Aren't you
so
glad?
Excited? Yep.
So happy.
Yep.
A
little cheer.
Yep.
Good for you.
Oh, yes. So excited for school to start.
How much you want to bet that after your kids have been back in school for about a week, your back will start feeling better? It's probably a bunch of stress, too, you know?
Yeah.
Get your kids out of the 100%. House. You'll start feeling better. There.
House will be cleaner. Stress will be less. Yep.
There you go. See? The doctors have already solved your problem. Get rid of your kids. Then you're going to feel
done.
Better.
Yes.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. To everyone who is still on the line, Audrey, an evil Heather, Peyton, and Erica, we kindly ask that you not hang up, even if Robin gets it. We still want to talk to all of you. It's just what we live for on Fridays, is to talk to you guys. But let's see how Robin does. 10 seconds. You know how this game works, right, Robin?
Yep, I do.
Okay, for people who are new and are listening, let me explain. Robin is going to get a category, then we're going to start this obnoxious timer, and she will have only 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. For you, Your letter is the letter X. The letter X. Now, what I'm looking for are five words that simply include anywhere in them the letter X. Five words with an X. Ready and go.
X-ray, xylophone, explore, extra, and
oh no! Buzzer hit.
Tax, laxative, yep. Exhausted.
So many.
Texas.
Oh, they just keep coming.
Chillax.
Darn it, Robin.
You got four.
Oh, well. Yeah, close.
It was nice talking to you.
Hope you feel better.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. She's going to kick herself all day for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Unless that makes her back hurt even more. She can't even kick herself. Oh, ow.
So sorry.
Hey, Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth device with you?
There you go. Now you're not.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Audrey, what are you up to today? Anything fun?
No, not a whole lot. Just kind of the same thing, back to school shopping.
Okay. Do you know how much you've spent on that so far?
I'm kind of late to it. I haven't spent a whole lot yet.
I just found our 7 o'clock segment on Monday.
How much have you spent? I know for our school fees alone, it was upwards of pushing $600, I think, just for the fees. So then you got to add on the clothes and, you know, supplies. And it's expensive to go back to school.
Yeah. There. Shoes, I have backpack.
I've plugged it in for Monday at 7. How much have you spent on back to school? So there, our show is ready to go.
You sound
Monday.
Tired, Audrey.
What's that? I sound tired?
You sound tired. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I do landscaping.
No wonder she's tired. Well, we all ask the same question of you.
Like, what? A little tired.
You are tired.
We all ask the same question of you. What hurts on you right now?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with my back.
Well, you're lifting heavy rocks, making those waterfalls and stuff, those water features for people.
Sitting on the mower.
Let me ask you, do you stretch?
I do not.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. When you're on that mower all day, do you listen to anything? Do you have headphones in?
I do, but it's so loud, it's almost pointless.
Oh.
Do you have a nice, tasty beverage with you? Does your mower have a cup holder?
It does, yes. I always have my Gatorade.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
get
Gatorade.
Your electrolytes. Stay hydrated.
Okay.
Yep.
Who did you want her to have, like a Michelob?
Well, I kind of. I mean, when I lived down in Castle Rock and I had my riding mower, I
That's
bought a beer
you.
With
You're
me
at
every
home.
Time.
That's your private property. She's doing businesses and stuff, probably.
That's
other people's
what?
Houses.
One beer is
You don't
not
want Audrey
hurt.
Drunk on a mower.
Sure. I don't want her drunk, but I don't mind her having one beer or two.
No.
Just sweat it right out of her.
She'll be running over people's Pomeranians and stuff.
Their lines won't be straight, right? When you mow, you'll
Old
have all crooked
squiggle lines.
Lines
over there.
Mm-hmm. Your new nickname.
Squiggle lines.
Did we ask, like, what your impressive plans for the weekend are? I know you said you're going to do some... Do you have anything fun that's going to make us jealous?
No, not really. I mean, summer's coming to an end. We're just getting ready for school. Both my kids start next week, and we've got a couple kids' birthday parties. And nothing too exciting for us.
Yeah, we better play the game with you then.
Let's play the game. 10 seconds. Think about this, Audrey. 10 seconds. Give us five. These can be past, present. We don't care. You can make them historic. You can make them current day. It doesn't matter. But please give us the names of five male sex symbols. Five Ooh. Male sex symbols. You're talking to two right now. Ready and go.
Oh, geez. Hasselhoff. I forgot his first name.
Hasselhoff.
What?
That's who you were going with? Is David Hasselhoff?
That's the only one?
You could have said Tom and Jeremy. He made a little joke there at the beginning. We would have accepted
oh my God.
That.
She either dropped her call or she hung
oh,
up
she
on
hung
us.
Oh, she hung up.
I
I'm going to assume that the call just dropped.
She just fell off her mower.
Because we could give her more of an earful for only coming up with David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that's pretty damn funny, though.
Okay. You know, speaking of which, I see that Chris Hemsworth turns 40 today.
Whoa, he's getting up there, huh?
Yeah, but this one is for you, because I know what a fan you are. Yeah. Hulk Hogan has a birthday today.
How old is Terry?
I'm
going to
make you feel old, cowboy.
Yeah?
He's 70 today.
Is he really? My God. I just listened to a podcast with him, actually, and talk about a guy with a body that hurts, man.
I'll bet.
The number of surgeries the Hulkster has had is insane. He's like, I'm surprised I can still walk, brother, is what he said.
Right, everything is brother. Here comes an evil Heather. Hi, evil Heather.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What hurts on you right now? Where do you hurt?
Oh, God, my back hurts all the time.
Everybody's back is hurting.
Do you stretch?
I had massive back surgery last year, so I...
Oh, then you have an excuse. Back.
Totally do. Was it like L4, L5?
Yes, L5.
Well, that was mine. Mine was 30 years ago, though, and I'm like brand new. I haven't had a problem in 3 decades.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You'll feel better soon, Heather.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. So, A, what do you do for a living?
I am a teacher.
Very good. Thank you.
So you use the summer to have your surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun summer.
And what are you doing this weekend besides recovering from surgery?
I am going to a wedding today, so I'm actually in the parking lot to get my nails done, but I'm going to a wedding this afternoon, so
yuck.
That should be fun.
No, it shouldn't.
No,
weddings
no,
suck.
Probably not.
I haven't been to a wedding in like 10 years.
So oh, yeah, that's lucky. You lucked out.
Man, one wedding every decade. That is
solid. That's the way to do it. Whose wedding?
Yeah. My future brother-in-law, so...
Explain that relationship.
Future
so it's
your brother-in-law.
So my it's my boyfriend, but we're not engaged yet, but we will be soon.
Gotcha.
And it's his brother.
Okay.
Well, how do you know you're going to be engaged soon?
Because we're looking at rings.
Ooh.
But he hasn't done it yet.
Well, it sounds
he
like
he hasn't
close.
Done it yet, but he will.
What if he doesn't now? What if something happens and he like
he could be
runs?
Out cheating with somebody right now. You don't know.
Well, then I guess I'm not going to my future brother-in-law's wedding. I'm going to a wedding.
You funny.
You're a good sport.
What color are your nails going to be?
Black. Well, or like a maroon or a black. Because
really?
My dress is black, so.
Ooh.
Is that like a commentary kinda nice. On the marriage, you think?
No, I just look better in black.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like a gothic wedding or something.
No.
How much are the rings that you're looking at?
The one that I have picked out from Shane Company is like 5,800.
So 5,800?
5,800 bucks?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I've been looking at Brilliant Earth, too. I mean, those lab-created diamonds are no joke. They look real. So.
Hey, nobody would know, right?
Nope.
If you don't tell them.
Those are like $3,000, so.
Go with
like,
that, then.
However,
$6,000 off.
however, Evil Heather, as a proud representative of Mix 100 and Slapshot Broadcasting, where Shane Company is a sponsor of ours, I would say no, go with the Shane Company, okay?
I know. I've wanted a Shane Company ring since I was little because I
there you go.
Memorized.
There you
it's
go.
Tom Shane, for God's sakes. He's an icon.
Now you have a friend, Heather. You have a friend.
He's been around forever.
I do have a friend right off of Arapaho Road.
And Emporia Street. Okay.
Right.
Let's. Isn't it funny? You know, the thing is.
Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Yes. So I had to cut commercials with Tom Shane once, and he came in, and it was the weirdest thing because he's talking to you, and you're like, oh my God, it's the same voice, same everything, and he's standing right in front of me. I was starstruck.
Oh my gosh.
He came rolling in like a really fancy car, too.
I'm probably.
Yeah.
He's got all those diamonds.
That's right.
I recorded a spot with Tom Shane, and I upset him, I think, and I was never invited back because I tried to be funny, and that I don't think it went over well with the agency. Jeremy can get away with it. I couldn't.
Whoa.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
No diamonds.
Did you call him Sean or something?
No.
Tom
I don't
Sean?
Think you really want the full story.
Oh, we don't.
I thought it was funny, but the
Maybe
agency.
Another segment for the show. What did you do?
Another segment.
Who did Dom piss off?
How did you piss off Tom Shane? Call now. Let's play. Jeremy, have you been invited back to yours?
No.
See, you must have said something too. Yeah. Dom and Jeremy are persona non grata with jewelers.
Darn it. So.
Well, if I go to Shane Company and get my ring, I will put in a good word for you both.
Please do.
What you need to say is, you need to say, you know, I heard this advertisement with Dom and Jeremy at Mix 100. You need to say all of that.
Really loud and like three times.
Dom and Jeremy at Mix 100. And let's role play. So here, I'm the employee of the store. So, your name is Heather, right? Welcome to the store. Where did you hear about us?
Actually, I've been hearing your commercials for years on Mix 100 with Dom and Jeremy.
Perfect. That's really nice. Well done. Nice.
And I heard if you say that, they knock 20% off. So,
Don't go in there and do that.
That's a joke, everybody.
20% off.
It's a joke.
See, these are Dom's jokes that get people in trouble.
This is why I'm not invited back.
You're losing the money.
Let's play Rattle Off. You're fun, Heather.
Okay. Thank you. You guys are fun, too.
Let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. Can you give us 5 brand names of shampoo? 5 brands of shampoo. You can do it. Ready? Okay. And go!
Suave, Herbal Essences, L'Oreal, Aussie, oh my gosh, Dove.
I don't know.
You rattled off 5. I just don't know if Dove makes soap. Do they make shampoo?
They do. I have it in my shower. I can prove it.
I believe you.
I'm just looking at it.
What about
right now?
Tresemme, ooh la la.
Yeah.
Well, you won't be invited back to do their commercials either. I just looked it up. There's Dove shampoo. You're a winner!
Yeah, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Listen, you are.
Because my boyfriend has called 2 times since I've been on the phone with you, so he'll be mad that I ignored him.
Oh, I told you, this wedding is not going to happen, Heather. I'm telling you, he's going to run.
He's just seeing where you're at so he can go to lunch with his girlfriend.
Oh. You know what?
How long are you going to be at the nails place?
just tell him you were talking to 2 guys, okay?
2 dudes. 2 guys at the same time.
Same time.
I love you, Heather. I don't care. Who knows? Listen, hold on, because Josh is going to tell you about your Goo Goo Dolls tickets, and we're going to play some Goo Goo Dolls for you in a few minutes, so
okay. Stick
around, okay? Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Oh, that was a fun call.
I like her a lot.
Hey, look, Peyton and Erica stayed on the line.
All right.
Hi, Peyton. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Hey. What do you do? What's all that noise I'm hearing?
I'm walking back outside of work right now.
What's your work?
I work at Torchy's, bartending.
Oh, all right.
You're bartending at 9:20 in the morning?
Well, Bloody Mary's, right?
I am. I work 9 a.m. to midnight tonight.
Whoa, you got a long shift.
What?
Shorthanded, huh?
I'm the Marriott bartending, so I'm at both.
How long of a break will you get, or breaks?
I'll get maybe 10 to 20 minutes.
You're going to be tired tonight.
That's 15 hours, Peyton. You're not working for 15 hours.
This is nothing for me.
It's nothing? Good for you. Make that money.
Yeah, how much will you make in tips today?
Hopefully reach over 600.
It's a good day. It's a
pretty damn good day, Peyton.
Good for you.
Wow. Dang.
What's the one drink that you're like, oh, God, I don't want to make this ever again?
No, I actually really enjoy what I do. So it's
really?
Fun.
There's not one drink that somebody
There's
comes up and order
one
you're
drink.
Like, really?
One drink that you don't like to make.
I do margaritas 24/7, so probably that one.
You're just sick of them. Yeah. All right.
What's your go-to drink? What's the bartender's drink? What do you like the most? You get to pick one. You can only have one drink for the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
one drink for the rest of my life, I would personally probably do a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yuck. We couldn't hang out.
Yeah, I don't. You know, if we were on a deserted island together and all you brought was gin,
you're
stumped
swimming away.
If we're on a tropical island and we got some fruit, we can make it fruity.
A fruity gin and tonic.
Well, then you need to be.
Now I'm kind of in.
Jeremy's into fruity drinks.
I like the fruity drinks.
I promise I'll make you something good.
Really?
Right. I promise.
All right. I believe you.
Do you hear a lot of sob stories from a lot of people?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like you're
a
good...
lot of people traveling.
Yeah, you're a therapist in many respects, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. After two or three drinks, definitely.
Oh, do you get a lot of creepy guys, like, hitting on you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes with the
That's
turf.
Inevitable in this field, though.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone? Have you,
well, I don't mind.
Has it ever worked though? Like, have you?
Yeah,
ever...
she's hooked up. She's hooked up with customers. I know she has.
Actually, I don't think I've ever crossed that one off my list.
Today's
you
the
have
day.
You've never hooked up with one customer ever.
No.
You got 15 hours to get her done today.
No.
Get it done.
All right. It'll be on my bucket list today.
How long have you been a bartender?
6 years.
That is so surprising that you've never hooked up with somebody.
I am stunned.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship for a while, so that probably had something to do with it.
I might have something to do with it. Did you ever connect with like a coworker though?
No, actually, I stay far away from messing with my coworkers.
You don't mix business and pleasure, it sounds like.
Hmm. Nope. They're all
okay.
My friends though.
Did we ask you what you're doing this weekend? I don't think we did.
Mm-mm.
No, just working, and I have the Rockies game on Sunday.
All right.
Oh, what's your prediction? A loss.
I'm going to go with a Rockies dub.
Wait a minute. I thought the
really?
Rockies were out of town this weekend.
They play at the Dodgers.
Right. So you're going to Los Angeles?
The Diamondbacks.
I'm confused. How are you going to a Rockies game? Are you going to Los Angeles to see them?
No, they play the Diamondbacks. They play the Dodgers this weekend, and then they come, I think it's Monday, actually.
So Monday.
So Monday you're doing
okay,
it.
Okay, I was confused.
Monday. Sorry, Monday.
No worries. Listen, Peyton, you have been absolutely charming to talk to. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Good luck to you, and call us when you
hook up.
Meet that one particular
right
customer.
After you hook up, call us.
Somebody who's in town from like Dallas or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Thanks for holding for so long. That's pretty cool.
I follow instructions.
That's very nice of you. It's a long time to be holding.
Well, why do you think so many people don't?
You know, it's a really good question. Some people just like to do their own thing, I guess.
They get ants in their pants, I think, is what it is.
I'll tell you what I think. I think it's that they just really want the prize, and if we have a winner, they're like, ugh, I'm not going to stick around.
Yeah.
They sound
they might
just
have plans.
Like them.
I don't have plans right now, so I was down to hang out, and this was fun. You guys have cracked me up this morning.
Well, mission accomplished. That's great.
Well, we're having fun. Nice. Here's the thing. We just try to have fun ourselves, and if it spills over and other people have fun, that's just a bonus. So it works out.
What are you doing this weekend?
I have some family in town visiting from Georgia. We're going to go to the pool and go out to eat. You know, have a little bit of fun.
See some of the sights.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
What are you going to take them to do? Like, have they been to Colorado before?
They have. They've visited me a few times.
Okay.
We're going to go out to a nice dinner. There's some vintage, like, antique shops I like that we're going to go explore up in Berthoud. And just things like that.
That sounds
Do you
like
have the restaurant picked out for dinner yet?
Yes, we're going to go to Bramble and Hare in Boulder. It's really good. Great farm-to-table restaurant.
I don't know that one.
I have not been there.
It's awesome. They own their own farm and use like a lot of their own produce, and then they source other things locally as well. It's so good.
It's a farmhouse kitchen and bistro.
I'll be damned.
Oh.
It looks pretty tasty.
So what, do they introduce you to the animal before they slaughter it and eat it?
This is Betsy. This is
silence.
Yeah, right.
This is Betsy. She'll be your burger this evening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
Eat chicken.
Please, no. That's great.
Oh, that's really good. What do you do for a living, Erica?
I manage an employee feedback channel for a large organization.
I thought I heard that in your voice.
You could tell.
What does that mean?
Employee feedback.
So, basically, we have a website for our company that employees can say, hey, we need a new product for our customers, or hey, this process is really dumb and broken.
So can they do this like anonymous?
No, it's not anonymous. And some people think it is, unfortunately, and they kind of sound off, and we've got to let them know. Hey, buddy.
You got to let them.
Hey,
you gotta
Tiffany.
Let them know. You got to let them know, and then you got to let them go. So,
no. Fortunately, we haven't gotten to that point. But, yeah, it can be a little awkward.
Do we have something like that, Jared?
I don't think we have anything like
that. Where
we
can do employee feedback?
That's actually kind of cool. I mean, you're just constantly brainstorming. You're reading people's brainstorms, essentially.
Yeah. We have a really large organization, almost 200,000 people, and I average 150 submissions a day. So we stay busy.
Oh, my God. Do you have one of them handy right now that you could read to us? We'd like to hear it.
Well, I don't have it handy, but there was a funny one that this gentleman said, I think we should be paid or have the option to be paid in Bitcoin. That was a great idea.
Well,
okay.
Maybe.
Are you open to that idea? Is your company open to it or no?
Not at this time. We had a graceful decline comment back to him.
That's great.
Thank you. Great idea. Way to be creative.
We'll take that into consideration type thing.
Sure. Yeah. One of those.
Yep.
Give them the old brush off. Erica, you have been so delightful. Thank you for holding and thank you for chatting with us. We hope you have a great time this weekend with your Georgia family, okay?
Thank you, boys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Erica. Bye.
God, I love our listeners. This is so much fun. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for chatting with your boys in the morning.